91X News.
It's 17 degrees with light rain showers. I'm Sam Norman with 91X News. Full-time students only have one more day to get their vote out for student government. Tim Bayer has more.
Voting for the biosciences and business leader, justice studies leader, and first-year leader ends tomorrow at 4 p.m. Student government expects only about 8% of the student body to cast a ballot. President Chris Barnum believes a lack of education explains a lack of interest.
So I think if we educate students on like what we do, they'd be more interested in voting.
You can vote, find information on the candidates' platforms, new initiatives, and this year's budget on the website, loyaliststudents.com. And since every cent of the $475,000 budget comes out of students' pockets, it's definitely something worth looking into. Tim Bayer, 91X News.
Scattered outages in BlackBerry service has spread to North America, and the problems are continuing for third day in Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Ontario-based Research in Motion says it's working to fix the problem. Its longest service outage in years, RIM, which has constantly been struggling with slowing sales. Fire Prevention Week is in full swing in the city of Belleville. This year's theme is Protect Your Family from Fire. Fire Chief Rayum Shepiut says fire safety is everyone's responsibility.
Wake up, have working smoke alarms, have an escape plan, and practice your escape plan. That's number one. And fire safety, foremost, is the responsibility of everyone, not just the fire service.
The most common causes of fire are leaving candles unattended, falling asleep while a candle is lit, and candles located too close to flammable objects. Fire Prevention Week runs from October 9th to 15th. However, Fire Chief Shepiut says fire prevention should be an everyday task. The Canada Industrial Relations Board says Air Canada's flight attendants aren't allowed to strike at midnight. Labor Minister Lisa Raitt submitted two referrals to the CIRB at 2 p.m., ending the possibility of a legal strike until the board completes its review. The minister has asked the board to consider whether the 6,800 employees should be considered essential workers. She also asked the board to consider either imposing a settlement or sending the dispute to binding arbitration. The warm, dry Thanksgiving weekend has led to a surge in new forest fires in Ontario. The Ministry of Natural Resources says there were 33 new fires confirmed between last Friday and holiday Monday. Several require air attacks with water bombers and helicopters. That's 91X News 403. Here's Sean Macy with sports.
Despite hitting a foul ball off his knee in yesterday's game, Adrian Beltre will be in the lineup for the Texas Rangers today. It's a battle of righties as Rick Porcello takes the mound for Detroit and Matt Harrison pitches for Texas. The Rangers go into the game up 2-1 in the series. First pitch is at 4:19. The National League Series continues later tonight with the Brewers facing off against the Cardinals. The series is tied at ones as they head to St. Louis for Game 3. Milwaukee ace Giovanni Gallardo is up against Chris Carpenter of the Cards. Only one Canadian team is in action in the NHL tonight. The Philadelphia Flyers host Vancouver as they come off a win against Columbus on Monday. Elsewhere, the Boston Bruins are in Carolina and Columbus is playing host to Colorado. Open Wheel Racing is returning to the Motor City. General Motors and IndyCar Series officials have announced the series will run at Detroit's Belle Isle Park on June 3, 2012. The series last ran a championship event there in September 2008. The new Detroit event will replace the IndyCar stop at Milwaukee. China won its fifth straight men's title at the World Gymnastics Championships in Tokyo. The Chinese have won every world title dating back to 2003, as well as the last two Olympic gold medals. Japan finished second, while the U.S. was third. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Sam Norman with 91x weather.
Tonight, periods of rain with a low of 12. Thursday, periods of rain ending in the morning, then cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a high of 18. Thursday night, cloudy with 40% chance of showers in the evening and after midnight, rain beginning after midnight, and temperatures steady near 15. Friday, with the rain and a high of 19. It's 17 degrees, and I'm Sam Norman with Sean Macy. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.